and we'll discuss football. Colin Kaepernick, Roger Goodell. It is now 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by longroofing.com. The Stafford County Electoral Board is set to meet again in a couple of hours to decide what to do with some absentee and provisional ballots in last Tuesday's election. Their decision could affect the outcome of one of the three House of Delegates races still undecided, and the outcome of those three races will determine which party controls the House come January. Meanwhile, the NAACP has gone to court to stop elections officials from declaring a winner in that Northern Virginia contest. The organization claims election officials gave, quote, conflicting and misleading instructions to voters casting provisional ballots. Kids in Montgomery County Public Schools will likely have a shorter spring break next school year. The board's voting on a calendar today.
The superintendent's proposed calendar recommends cutting spring break from 10 to 6 days. Board of Education member Patricia O'Neill.
There are a lot of people who would like us to have a full spring break.
But she says that's not possible.
It happens in the 2018-19 school year that there are a number of constraints that challenge the calendar,
including the fact that both Jewish holidays fall on school days and the last day schools are allowed to hold classes happens to fall on a Saturday. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Some parents came to a meeting of the Spotsylvania County School Board last night to complain that some high school football players are kneeling during the national anthem. But school board members, without taking a formal vote, said there is nothing they can do about protected free speech. And board member Catherine Palmer added,
I'm concerned about the assumption that I've been hearing that our staff and coaches and volunteers and leaders are not teaching kids about the flag, about veterans, about sacrifice. We do.
School board members pointed out that federal cases have reaffirmed the rights of students to protest. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is taking on the city's rat population as part of her Back to Basics D.C. effort.
Walking the city streets, Mayor Bowser pointing out new tactics in the battle against city rats, including smart litter bins that keep rats out and a grant program for local businesses to get trash compactors.
The Department of Health, in particular, has the unit in the government that responds to complaints about rats and works with homeowners and businesses about ways to abate rats.
Bowser says even one rat in the district is one too many. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Embattled Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore seems to have few friends left in Washington, especially among Senate Republicans.
Cory Gardner of Colorado chairs the National Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, with another accuser telling her story against Roy Moore. Gardner, in a statement, calls Moore unfit to serve in the Senate. If he refuses to withdraw and wins, Gardner continues, the Senate should vote to expel him. You won't hear much about the Moore situation from Democrats. They don't really have to say anything, but the party is sending money and manpower to Alabama to help Doug Jones, the not-long-ago long-shot candidate who is opposing Moore in the general election. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,440, the Nasdaq at 67,58. Sports, Carolina gets the win over Miami on Monday Night Football. NBA, the Wizards win. NHL, the Caps take on Nashville tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04, up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
I drive I-66. Now I can drive into D.C. for early meetings.
Starting in December, anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour.
Now I can leave work and be back before daycare closes.
And I can get back for dinner.
If you're driving alone, pay a toll with Easy Pass. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex.
I drive I-66.
Get your Easy Pass today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Long Decks, the ideal choice for outdoor entertaining and relaxing. Visit longfence.com.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. If you own a business, you owe it to yourself to switch to John Marshall Bank. Our banking solutions help you manage your cash flow more easily. Visit johnmarshallbank.com.
805 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, rush hour testing you this morning for sure. So deep breath and get ready for some of these volume delays. Extensive Virginia on the Beltway. The broken down on the American Legion Bridge still blocks a lane, giving us delays coming out of Annandale. So we're almost linked up leaving Springfield. But it is a solid lineup. And in the backups near 66, that's where we have a crash. Also, here's another one. Northbound George Washington Parkway had the delays to merge onto the Beltway prior to the Beltway. Now we have a crash there as well. Just be careful, everyone. 395 as you leave the landmark area, off and on across the 14th Street Bridge, bunched up as the GW Parkway to merge on the westbound freeway as you come off the 11th Street Bridge. Crash that was near the 3rd Street Tunnel that had been cleared. That was the initial crash. On 50, B-Dub and 295, just heavy delays pushing in through to town. Topside of the Maryland Beltway, outer loop near New Hampshire Avenue. New crash that was in the backups quickly cleared to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible looking forecast. Nice dry pavement out there. Temperature staying a few degrees down below average. Average high is 59. Some clouds early and on the chilly side this afternoon. Partial clouds and sunshine, 52. Tonight, 36 and clear. Tomorrow, we'll go up to 53 with a mix of clouds and sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Springfield, 37 in Hyattsville, 43 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Hey, coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we got Jack Evans joining us at 8:15. He's a D.C. council member and a D.C. Metro board chair. Talk about all these fair jumpers, what we can do about them. Coming up, Vince Conley is alongside Mary Walter.
That must mean we're going to talk sports, and we are with Britt McHenry. She's a contributor at The Federalist, former ESPN reporter. Britt, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Thanks for joining us. Britt?
Yeah.
Hi. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine. You have been really vocal in your criticism of GQ Magazine for naming Colin Kaepernick Citizen of the Year. Gee, why?
Well, I saw it early yesterday morning, and it just really struck me for a few reasons. One being, I don't think it's relevant to the timeliness of this year. He isn't playing this season. I could understand to an extent if this was chosen last November when he was still in the midst of his protest and he was with the San Francisco 49ers. It would make a little bit more sense to me in that regard. And then the other issue I had was I started thinking about it, and J.J. Watt popped into my head. If you're going to choose a football player for their contributions to society this year, I Googled what he did with his fundraising efforts for Hurricane Harvey in the city of Houston, and I didn't even realize that he raised $37 million. If you remember, Ellen DeGeneres donated, athletes from all different sports were donating to his fund. He himself contributed his own money to it. I saw that, and I just thought this is a very significant impact. And in my personal views, and everybody has their own, I come from a military family. I never really agreed with Kaepernick's form of protest during the national anthem. And I also never really said this when I was a reporter at ESPN because I had to cover the nuts and bolts of each game and be in those locker rooms. And I wasn't in a space like I am now to give my opinion. But just think about all the different things that he's done that have gone counter to his message. Wearing the socks depicting police officers as pigs, wearing a Fidel Castro shirt in Miami. I'm from South Florida. That is just something you do not do. And all of the different offensive things his girlfriend has posted on the internet about different NFL owners like Steve Bisciotti. I just think in a lot of ways he's hampered his own abilities to get back into the NFL, and I've always taken that stance. And I just didn't think it would go viral like it did. To put it mildly, you know, that tweet got like 60,000 favorites, and I guess a lot of people feel the same.
Also, let's not forget he's vegan, and that's crazy. God gives us dominion over the beasts for a reason. Let's talk about this too, because it seems like it reeks of desperation, both on the part of Colin Kaepernick, who's trying to remain relevant, and GQ. Yeah. So they decide to, as you said, kind of pick somebody who was culturally relevant last year. And additionally, he doesn't even give them an interview. He declines to even speak on the record to the magazine, yet they're like, that's good enough. Let's put him on the cover.
Yeah, that's something he did often when he was playing. I can tell you that much. When I covered the 49ers a lot in 2014, and they were still really good at that time, he was sort of immature with the media. He would never, barely ever speak to us. They had two facilities at the time when they were building their current facility out in Santa Clara, rather. And he would sort of like hide in the one locker room, the old locker room, and dodge any media availability. So initially I sort of thought, okay, maybe I might have very different beliefs in terms of what he's doing a year ago, but he's taking a stand. He's becoming more vocal in what he believes in. But now that I see what you just mentioned, I see he didn't show up in New York for the meeting that Malcolm Jenkins invited him to. With the owners.
Britt McHenry, do you think that he's afraid of defending his ideas in public?
I don't know. I don't know if that's the case, or he thinks he becomes more of this like man, myth, the legend by not speaking to anyone. But if you really were committed to your cause, that is what you should be doing. You should be communicating, because there is a huge chunk of the population that doesn't fully accept or understand, and I'm one of them, and his communication I think would bridge that gap, but he refuses to do it. So that's part of philanthropy, and I don't really have an adequate answer for that, because I think he's failing in that department.
Let's talk about the NFL for a second. Mm-hmm. Here we've got Roger Goodell, who is up for renewal, and in his contract he's reportedly asking for $49.5 million. He makes $30 mm-hmm. million a year now. He wants $49.5 million because he's done such a great job. use of a private plane, private jet for life, and health care for his entire family for mm-hmm. life. There are some, though. Jerry Jones doesn't like the idea of giving him this kind of cash. Do you think he's going to get it?
I would be surprised. I think the timing of this coming out is a little peculiar, in the fact that he and Jerry Jones are not on great terms right now, given the Ezekiel Elliott suspension that Goodell is really trying to uphold for six games. So you wonder which owner was leaking that and pushing it. I wouldn't know the full extent. I do know that Adam Schefter and Chris Mortensen, who broke that story, are as reliable as it comes with the NFL. So I believe everything that's in this report. You have to look at it and consider his resume, which you touched on. Let's go back to 2014 with the inadequate punishment of Ray Rice, former running back for the Ravens. Only two games for serious domestic violence that later was seen to the world on video. That was inexcusable. Then there was Deflategate, the ego-driven feud with the New England Patriots. 1 year later, they won the Super Bowl. And now, again, his issue with the Cowboys. And that's not even to mention the national anthem protest that's been going on. Like, why didn't he come out like Adam Silver did with the NBA before the season even started? Get out in front of it. And, oh, by the way, Adam Silver only makes $10 million a year.
Well, the argument that Goodell's defenders are making, okay, yeah, maybe he's horrible, if we'll concede this, horrible at the public relations side of things, but he's good with the business. Is that your sense?
Mm-hmm. I have had a few of my former colleagues point that out, the success of the television deals. So from a monetary perspective, perhaps at least the high salary could somewhat be warranted. I don't think he will ever get $49.5 million. And to that extent, I pointed to, well, look at the ratings decline now. Look at the oversaturation that everyone is is pointing to with the NFL. With those Thursday night games, there's been a bit of apathy. The schedules have gotten weaker, and the Monday night rights are coming up in just a few years, and there's a lot of talk that ESPN may not go for them because right. it's a weak schedule and it's a lot of money. They overpaid significantly for that. So that was a mistake that may not repeat, and I don't know if you can bank and put all your chips in him for the future.
Yeah, hard to be an entertainment powerhouse if you don't have an audience. Good point. That's true. Britt McHenry.
Britt McHenry, thank you so much. Appreciate you joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Talk to you.
It is 8:15, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Big delays. Virginia Beltway commuters plan for at least an hour from Springfield to the Legion Bridge. What caused the initial part of the delays? The broken down on the American Legion Bridge, which is now cleared. Then we had a crash in the backups at 66. That too gone. But again, a long haul from 95 through Annandale. Tyson's pushing north. On 66, we're still pretty much in the thick of it still as you come out of the game. Gainesville area, Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, and now as you try to merge onto those beltway delays, a pretty tough ride. Outer loop toward the Wilson Bridge, leaving Springfield toward Van Doren. We had the incident on the shoulder. All right, Maryland, looks like we have a new problem on the beltway. Forestville commuters, if you're coming south, say south of FedEx Field, Redskins, south of Route 4, right near the Suitland Parkway, that's where we have the crash. One left lane is blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy with a high of 52. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 36. Tomorrow, generally sunny, a few afternoon clouds, and a high once again of 52 degrees currently in our nation's capital. It is 45 degrees at 8:16 on WMAL.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-928-EXIT. That's 844-928-EXIT. Or visit TimeshareExitTeam.com.
All right, pleased to be joined now by Jack Evans. He's a D.C. council member and the D.C. Metro Board Chair. Jack, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure, guys.
Really nice to have you. So I want to talk to a couple things this morning with you, but it relates to Metro. There's some conversation going on about whether or not people who skip the fare, either on a bus or using the Metro train system, may face less penalties in the future, that there's a decriminalization effort afoot. Tell us about that.
Yeah, one of my colleagues introduced a bill in the city council to decriminalize fare evasion on Metro. Essentially what that would mean is that if you were jumping the gate or going through the gate or not paying on the bus, you would just not be able to be charged criminally for doing that activity. The theory behind it is you have a lot of young people who are doing it, and if they get charged criminally, it could be on their record, and a criminal record is a very damaging thing to have for someone who's young for the rest of their life. But the flip side of the coin is clearly we have a problem at Metro with fare evasion. It's estimated we lose about $25 million a year by people who are not paying to get on the system, and that's a big chunk of money for us. And secondly, it's not fair to everybody else who is paying.
How does most of the fare evasion happen? Where is it mostly occurring?
We're seeing it mostly on the rail system. Right now, you're able to. We have a gate, largely for people who are disabled to go through, so they don't have to go through the turnstile. And so, we're seeing a lot of people, largely young people, go through that free gate, or just going through. You know, two or three people running through a turnstile all at once. That type of activity.
I noticed that you have Metro employees sort of stationed there as much as possible to try and prevent that. And also, now there's signage posted at, I think, all Metro stations warning people about fare evasion.
Yeah, what we're trying to do is crack down on it. And essentially, what we're trying to avoid, though, is the confrontations. You know, somebody goes through, one of our officers stops that individual, and then a confrontation ensues, and for whatever reason. And so we're trying to avoid that happening, but at the same time, to try and enforce the fact that you have to pay your fare. And let me just, it's two reasons. Number one is the monetary reason, but number two, when people are allowed to go on for free, it starts to create chaos in your system. And then people then begin to feel unsafe just in general because it's a chaotic system, and we just can't have that. And so what we're looking at is really clamping down, locking the gate so that you can't go through there for free, and stopping people if they try to jump over the turnstile. What the question was is what should be the penalty? And frankly, what we've been doing up till now, people don't realize this, we just issue a citation unless we run a background check and you have another outstanding offense, in which case we may then arrest you or detain you at that point in time.
So everybody gets a freebie, basically.
Yeah, and again, that's it's not conducive to our system to have that happen, that you can get away for free. And so what then is the strategy going forward? In New York, I'll tell you what they've done there. They put up big screens, and so you just can't even get into the system unless you pay. Well, I don't know why I want to go down that road and make our system look so uninviting. So we're open to suggestions, anything anybody has, because we have to definitely put a stop to this.
Well, what about the idea of doing something like they do in some other cities where you have, well, you pay on the way out in D.C.? So why don't you, why are they so open? Why not have, you know, floor to ceiling and it's a gate and you've got to pay to get out?
Well, again, that is one of the ideas we're looking at, is that you have to have, that you won't be able to get into the system, but it's very uninviting. That's what I go back to. Ours is a really open system, architecturally, et cetera. And once you put those big screens up, it almost looks like a prison type of thing. So will it come to that? I don't know. We're hoping that we can, particularly in our schools, educate people, to students especially, to use their cards to, and that's one of the ironies of the system. We have in the district a Kids Ride Free program. So they have a card, which students do. All they have to do is tap it and go into the system, and yet we can't get the students to do that either. So it's a real education part as well as an enforcement part.
You're being described as the lone opposition here to decriminalizing people who skip the fare. Does that suggest that the future is that this will be decriminalized?
I'm not sure about that. Again, the bill is in Charles Allen's committee. I'm not sure if Charles is going to move forward with it or not. We had a very good hearing on it and had some really good arguments on both sides. So it would be up to the chairman of that committee as to whether he wants to move forward with it or not. And I have no indication today whether he is or he isn't.
All right, so describe, if you will, I know a couple years ago, for instance, that there's a big problem on Metro, people stealing cell phones. What is the thing that just bugs you now the most? What's the big problem? Besides money.
I was just going to say, the big problem I have is I need $25 billion over the next 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, I know that one.
System. Beyond that, I would say what I'm trying to do, if I had my unlimited resource and my ability to get things done, is to upgrade our stations. Again, they were built back in the 60s. They're very dark in many ways, that kind of stark concrete architecture, and what we're trying to do is to try and make them more lively, more upgraded. I'd like to bring advertising more into our system. I've been to systems all over the world now recently, London, Paris, Moscow, China.
Will you allow political ads?
I would allow just about anything that fits within the reasonable norm, but we get into big trouble on that, as you know. Every once in a while, somebody will come up with something, yeah, and then we get a lot of opposition to it. So whatever the ad is, and whatever selling things, you know, a lot of systems allow vendors in their systems too, and we're looking at maybe that's an idea. I think we have to get away from the mindset of where we were in the 70s and 80s with this system and move into the new century and see if we can make these more upgraded stations and frankly more fiscally manageable.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I do have to say, I've been on a lot of subways in a lot of different cities, and it is very aesthetically pleasing. The cars are nice. They're carpeted, which I thought was wild. But they're bigger, they're nicer, they're bright. The stations are a little dark, but it is aesthetically pleasing. So I do have to say that overall, it's a pleasant experience in that sense. So thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with all of this.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. I'm going to need some good luck, especially with this region. So yeah, thank you very much.
Jack Evans, D.C. Council Member, and D.C. Metro Board Chair. It is 8:24 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
This week only, Saturday at 5 on WMAL.
If you've been putting off going to the dentist, just do yourself a favor. Just go visit Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Check it out for yourself. And you'll see what I'm telling you is true. When you get there, the waiting room is not packed. So that was a nice surprise for me. If you get to talk to them, and you're going to find out that they get it. They are compassionate. They want to work with you. They go at your speed. There's no rush. They put you in total control of your appointment. So if you have dental fear, fear like I do, you are in control of it. They don't do anything without telling you what they're going to do first to make sure that you give them the thumbs up. They want you to be comfortable so that you can get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy and you don't put off a dental visit until you're in pain. They'll give you follow-up calls after procedures, emails. They even give you their cell phone number so you can call them. You want to learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. It's 8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In through town, we're busy. Southeast Southwest Freeway. It looks like our second incident now reported just before the 3rd Street Tunnel, with delays coming off of the 11th Street Bridge. Maryland Beltway heading out of San Largo and down toward Forestville. The crash on the shoulder before you get to Route 4. So that's a little bit better news. Virginia Beltway, though, still over an hour ride from Springfield to the Legion Bridge. All started by a stalled car at the Legion Bridge, which is gone. You'll still see a lot of activity at the crash that was in the backups at 66. But that's over to the right shoulder. I know it's a distraction. Hey, good news on the Greenway Toll Road. Haven't had anything there. Route 7, just seeing a little bit of delay right as you come out of Leesburg. Heaviest stretch will be past Belmont Ridge Road. 301 still had the problems with the signal light at Clymer Drive down near the Costco, so treat that as a four-way stop. Traffic update is sponsored by Spot Hero. Finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT, $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking Tuesday, a little overcast early, otherwise partial clouds and sunshine. We'll make it to about 52. Tonight, clear 36 outside the Beltway, colder. Sun and clouds on Wednesday, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 45 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. Help me keep my crews busy before winter arrives, and I'll help you save big on your new roof. Right now with Valor's Veterans Day sale, through the end of November, when you buy shingles for the front side of your roof, I'll give you the shingles on the back side completely free. All you pay for is the labor. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high-definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go towards our Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent Raise a Roof recipient, retired Major Randall Short of the United States Army, and hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
Running a small business can be demanding. The more you grow, the more you have to coordinate. There's more inventory, more employees, more customers. That's why small business owners need more from their internet service. The GigSpeed network from Comcast Business gives you more, with speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. That means powering more employees on multiple devices, more video conferencing, and more downloads in seconds, not minutes. Plus, when you get fast internet with download speeds up to 1,000 megabits per second, you can add TV and phone for your business for just $24.90 more per month. Comcast is building America's largest GigSpeed network to give small businesses more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to join or visit business.comcast.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 12/21/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares up to 1 gigabit per second to 50 megabits per second downloads.
Life is all about choices. Cars, shoes, appliances, pretty much everything you buy. And when it comes to life insurance, SelectQuote offers you a choice of your best prices from up to 15 great life insurance companies and over 100 different policies. So you not only get the perfect life insurance for your needs, you probably save hundreds of dollars in the bargain. Jason is 40. He controls his cholesterol with meds, but is in good health. SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. SelectQuote, it's all about choices. To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-705-3030. That's 1-800-705-3030. 1-800-705-3030. Over a million people know. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll give you an update on Roy Moore. More women coming out to speak out against him, and also an update on Joe Biden. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The Stafford County Electoral Board is scheduled to meet again at 10 this morning. But a lawsuit filed by the NAACP aiming to stop the board from declaring a winner in a close House race will be heard in court at 9 this morning. The board is to decide what to do with some absentee and provisional ballots from last week's election. President Trump is returning to the U.S. today after a 12-day Asian tour. As he was boarding Air Force One, Mr. Trump told reporters that he's pleased with the relationship the U.S. now has with the Philippines.
The Philippines, we just could not have been treated nicer. And as you know, we were having a lot of problems with the Philippines. The relationship with the past administration was horrible.
Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore is denying new accusations of sexual misconduct. And while many establishment Republicans here in Washington are pressuring him to step aside, Moore still has support back home.
Many voters back in his home state of Alabama rallying around the controversial former judge.
We make very bad decisions when we're young.
Are we going to take one bad action and discount the good that he's doing now?
Others in his hometown telling CNN that the rumors about Moore's behavior are well known.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. The Montgomery County School Board is set to vote today on the calendar for the 2018-19 school year. And board member Patricia O'Neill is already cautioning parents the calendar is not going to please everyone.
Balancing everyone's interests is a really difficult task. You're between a rock and a hard place.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,440. The NASDAQ at 67,58. Sports sponsored by Staples. The Wizards crush the Sacramento Kings. Monday Night Football, Carolina gets the win over Miami. The Caps are in Nashville tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples helps you promote your business with print materials like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products designed to impress clients. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Staples, it's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
I'm Matthew Corbett. I was overseas working with the Department of Defense, and UMUC had a really fantastic reputation within the military community. It continually got outstanding remarks from my peers, and it just appealed to me because I could continue to work and progress professionally. My MBA was a big step in my next promotion. For me, it had to be UMUC.
With an affordable, quality education from an accredited public state university, you can turn your dreams, like Matthew Corbett's, into reality. At University of Maryland University College, serving the military is in our DNA, offering higher education to our country's service members since 1947. With 90-plus programs and specializations, UMUC strives to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience, like our dedicated advisors, special military tuition rates, no-cost textbooks, and more. With classes online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio.
Okay, you've heard about the tax bill they're trying to push through Congress, right?
Well, listen up, because your taxes could be going up.
You know that deduction for state and local taxes on your federal return?
They want to kill it, hitting Virginians with a new double tax.
Think that's bad? It gets worse. While the bill eliminates your state and local tax deduction, they're letting big corporations keep theirs.
You pay more, they pay less.
And how about this? New cuts to the home mortgage deduction.
That could cost homeowners thousands while driving down your property value.
But you don't have to take it. Call Congresswoman Comstock and Congressman Whitman now at 202-225-3121.
Or just Google U.S. Capitol for the phone number.
Tell them to vote no on the tax bill. Vote no on a scam that double taxes the middle class and explodes the deficit.
Call now, 202-225-3121. Americans Against Double Taxation paid for this message.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule, on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought-after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, in and out of Silver Spring, Forest Glen area, Georgia Avenue jammed each direction. The crash happened on the northbound side. So as you come out of Silver Spring, the accident before the Beltway, the major delays on the northbound stretch, as is southbound as you come out of the Wheaton area. So looking at the cameras and even trying to get through those signal lights just stop traffic. So don't block the box as you those lights turn. Make sure you have plenty of space to get through. On the top side of the Beltway, normal backups, 95 around toward Georgia Avenue. And again, as you pass old Georgetown Road to River Road, a lot of volume remains on 270. Had the crash reported on 270 southbound near Father Hurley Boulevard. Then beyond that through Germantown, Rockville slow. Virginia Beltway. Here's the story. Had two separate incidents. Stalled car, accident at 66. That's to the shoulder. About an hour, the commuter saying about an hour and 15 minutes from Springfield to the Legion Bridge. But it's even getting up to the Beltway, which is jammed. North on 95 at 123. Crash to the shoulder. Then Newington to join up to those Beltway delays. Outer Loop had the crash near Eisenhower Avenue. That's been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little overcast around early this morning. Otherwise, partial clouds with clear sky. We'll probably take that right into the afternoon. 52. Tonight will clear down to 36. Outside the Beltway, colder. Sunny clouds tomorrow. 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Woodbridge, 36 in Olney, 45 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Let's bring you the latest from Alabama. As things are in chaos. Roy Moore now up just 10 points. The polls are closing. He was up like 22 before. 10 points over his Democratic opponent. As he's faced with all of these allegations of sexual misconduct. To remind you, this all started with the four women in the Washington Post making accusations against him last week, Thursday, ahead of this special election in December. Lee Korfman was the central figure there. She was 14 at the time. She says she met Moore, who's then 32. This is 1979. At the local courthouse, said he later took her to his home on two occasions, the second time undressing her and touching her inappropriately, as well as directing her hand to touch him inappropriately. This is all coming out now. That again, Lee and her mother insisting that it was the Washington Post who reached out to them that got them to even talk about this in public for the first time. It was the Post reaching out to them over the past weeks or so. Additionally, there's a new accuser, a fifth accuser, by the name of Beverly Young Nelson. She alleged at a press conference yesterday, alongside the infamous Gloria Allred, that Moore sexually assaulted her when she was a 16-year-old waitress. Her claim? Moore was then the district attorney of Etowah County, and he was a regular at the restaurant she worked at, and attacked her 40 years ago. Here is Beverly Young Nelson making the allegations yesterday alongside Gloria Allred. Picture, if you will, the normal Gloria Allred press conference, the one where Gloria has her arm draped around the woman holding one tissue and crying as she gives the allegations.
Mr. Moore reached over and began groping me and putting his hands on my breasts. Instead of stopping, he began squeezing my neck, attempting to force my head onto his crotch.
She went on to tell, to say that Moore threatened her if he ever revealed what had happened.
He told me his At some point he gave up. And he then looked at me and he told me, he said, "You're just a child." And he said, "I am the district attorney of Etowah County. And if you tell anyone about this, no one will ever believe you."
Also, she included as a part of the evidence of all of this yesterday, a signed yearbook page. This is interesting from back then. It's from her high school yearbook, signed with the following message: "To a sweeter, more beautiful girl, I could not say Merry Christmas. Love, Roy Moore, D.A." Now that is assuming this is a real document and piece of evidence, that throws a lot in her court in terms of being able to establish her credibility, that she knows the guy, that he interacted with her. Now, you know, again, you know, these are allegations, but the strength of her allegation certainly being projected throughout the national media today. Here's Roy Moore last night responding to the new allegations by Beverly Young Nelson.
"I want to address what's been brought out on television today by Gloria Allred and a client that she has about things I allegedly did. I want to make it perfectly clear. The people of Alabama know me. They know my character. They know what I've stood for in the political world for over 40 years. And I can tell you without hesitation, this is absolutely false. I never did what she said I did. I don't even know the woman. I don't know anything about her. I don't even know where the restaurant is or was. And if you look at this situation, you'll see that because I'm 11 points ahead, or 10 or 11 points ahead, this race being just 28 days off, that this is a political maneuver and has nothing to do with reality. It's all about politics."
He's losing endorsements now. Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz have followed some of their Senate colleagues now withdrawing their endorsements of Moore. As of this morning, Rand Paul was left as his only endorser in the Senate.
Well, there's a couple things here. There's so many of these things. There's so many allegations. Everybody, I'm waiting for Vince to be accused, or Mike here, of sexual assault or sexual improprieties. So I'm starting to get a little wary. Where are the women who accused President Trump, who stood there with Gloria Allred, and, right, and she promised all of those lawsuits? Where are they? So that, of course, raises a red flag to me, number one. The other red flag was, she said, "When I got home, I went to my room, and the following morning, my neck was black and blue and purple." But she doesn't say anything about mom asking, "Hey, what happened to you last night?" Nothing. Like, the first thing my mother would say to me sitting down for breakfast in the morning was, "What the heck happened to you?" She doesn't talk about telling, you know, nothing at all. Like, I understand that if you're a child and you're sexually assaulted by someone, you don't necessarily want to tell your parents. But if your neck is black and blue and purple, I think your parents are going to ask you what happened, right? And she doesn't say anything about that in here. So I guess my radar goes up by the presence of Gloria Allred, right or wrong.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I may be wrong with that, but she just seems to trot these women out and then they disappear.
Right. She throws sensationalism into the mix, and that doesn't help in terms of establishing whether or not this is a credible claim.
Yes, if I were her, I would have chosen a different lawyer.
The other side of this is something that people are talking about in whispers, which is, this could be Trump's chance to pull off the trifecta here, which is get Jeff Sessions out as attorney general. He's currently recused from being involved in any investigations here or overseeing Robert Mueller. Get him out of there, appoint a new attorney general, have Jeff Sessions mount a write-in campaign and take his old Senate seat again and return to the United States Senate, thus cleaning up a bunch of things all at once.
It's actually brilliant.
The Justice Department releasing rare statements about this yesterday, saying he has no intention to do that. He wants to stay in his job as attorney general. We'll see if his intentions can be maintained.
That's actually really smart. Who came up with that idea?
A couple of people have voiced it, although the New York Times does report that two White House officials have independently discussed the idea of having Kay Ivey block Roy Moore so that she could immediately appoint Sessions to the vacant seat. That's
really smart.
Yeah, there's a lot of chaos here going on in Bama. But for now, the tide will continue to roll, and we'll keep covering the story. 844 on WMAL.
Sweet home, Alabama. Get your home ready for the holidays. Get your carpet and rugs a deep down professional clean from someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid right now and get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
It's 8:45. That means it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, we have some serious delays out there, and I mean this, on Georgia Avenue. If this is your route, say northbound coming out of Silver Spring or southbound out of the Wheaton area, you might want to rethink or just know that you need to plan plenty of time. Crash, long-standing, still there. Happened on the northbound side of Georgia Avenue prior to the Beltway. Only one northbound lane gets by, but the problem is southbound. That crowd's a left lane as well, so that's why we're in those big delays. If you're coming south, you might want to think maybe Flyers Mill over to Connecticut Avenue. That's sure to definitely pick up some of the delays. Good for now, though. On 270 in Urbana, the delay is northbound 270, so it's the opposite flow of the commute. Get ready if you're heading into Frederick to crash before you merge onto 70 and 15. That's what's causing the northbound delay. Southbound, you're fine. First southbound set of delays, Clarksburg, off and on through Germantown and Rockville. So just the rush hour still on there. Virginia Beltway, it's been a tough go. About an hour and 20 minutes now. Springfield to the Legion Bridge. Two incidents along the way have been cleared. Watch for delays merging off of 95 as well to get up onto that stretch of the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible looking forecast. Nice dry pavement out there. Temperature staying a few degrees down below average. Average high is 59. Some clouds early and on the chilly side this afternoon. Partial clouds and sunshine, 52. Tonight, 36 and clear. Tomorrow, we'll go up to 53 with a mix of clouds and sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 45 degrees at 847 on WMAL.
Want to make your weekend more productive? Tune into Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services. Sunday afternoon at 5 here on WMAL.
Former Vice President Joe Biden making the rounds. And on Monday, he went to go visit a late night talk show host, Stephen Colbert, on The Late Show. And they were talking about how scared they are of the consequences of the Trump presidency and how it's emboldening, you know, the nationalist movement. And of course, you know, I'm sure they threw the word Nazi in just for the heck of it. And talking about the Trump presidency and what it means to American history.
What do you think has changed about the presidency with him being president? How will this influence future presidencies?
I think it will, God willing, it will go down as the single exception in American history.
Yay! Okay.
Bunch of seals. there's an applause sign.
I would love to go to one of these shows, but I probably would have to leave halfway
blinking
through.
Now. Applaud now. Thank you.
And then they go on to discuss, they bemoan the stability of the republic.
How many of you are now worried about the stability of the republic? How many of you are now worried about this new phony nationalism and it's us against them? How many are worried about this populism that is designed to essentially undermine the essence of the Bill of Rights?
There was applause after that. Yay!
It's like a Jerkaholics Anonymous meeting. They're like also, there's like a support group. They're sitting around supporting each other about how miserable they are. This is supposed to be a comedy show. I wonder, like, you know, I used to like Stephen Colbert a lot because I thought that, like, no matter what happened, even if he was against Republicans or whatever, at least he was, like, amused, you know? Like, his job, like, he came, it was an operating position of, like, this is amusing. Now it's just sanctimony. Now it's just like bitterness. And that's not good. Ask women. They're not into that. they want the man who's actually like amused by things, not the one who's like complaining all the time.
Yeah, but the women who want that, you know, a liberal woman who wants a liberal man, they don't want a man's man. They want a guy who can commiserate with them. And they sit around on Friday nights miserable, wallowing in their sorrow and their misery. And they just talk about how awful the world is.
That's just not a recipe for success. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway,
so Joe Biden going on and just like fulfilling all these liberal fantasies. And then you just put the applause sign on and the crowd is just like, yes, yes.
Useful idiots. I don't understand how it undermines the essence of the Bill of Rights. And he went on to say, which is there are certain unalienable rights that nobody, no matter what the majority is, they cannot overrule. You mean kind of like gun rights, sir? I just think there is an attack on the system. And I think people are worried. And this goes beyond President Trump, in my view. He went on to say, but for 74,500 votes or thereabouts, Hillary Clinton would be president.
Remember.
And these issues would have been put to rest.
Remember, the point of all of this is Joe Biden wants to run for president next go around. He's made that really clear over the last week. He wants to run for president in 2020, but think clearly about what that means. Byron York points out Joe Biden will be 78 years old on inauguration day 2021. That age, precisely the age Ronald Reagan was when he left office. Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah, I think that's well, but then they'll accuse you of ageism, Vince. Okay. It's an ism. Watch it.
Now wear it proudly.
8:51 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sometimes alternative medicine isn't really a viable alternative at all. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Patients who choose alternative therapies to treat a common curable cancer instead of opting for the recommended medical treatment double their risk of early death. That's the headline from a recent study out of Yale. The paper's lead author says patients are increasingly refusing or delaying conventional cancer treatment in favor of alternative therapies. It's concerning, he says, because your chance of cure decreases as the cancer grows and spreads. For example, stage 1 breast cancer patients have a 5-year survival rate of almost 100%. But by the time that cancer progresses to stage 4, survival drops to just about 20 to 25%. Look, we've developed some really incredible medicines in this country. Treatment might not always be pleasant and tough to get without insurance, I know, but it could also save your life. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou. Who's like you? He's on meds, too.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches. In the green box with a blue wave.
Republicans in Congress just released a new plan for tax reform. What's in it for you? Deductions for families? Doubled. So your first $24,000 of income is tax-free. Child tax credits? Increased. Tax returns? Simplified. Loopholes? Closed. So everybody pays their fair share. Small business taxes? Cut. Investment for new job creation? Boosted. And most important, America's middle class gets real tax cuts. Read the plan for yourself at passtaxreform.org. It's a simpler, fairer tax code with independent analysis showing more than $1,200 in tax cuts for a typical middle-class family. That means more money in your pocket. It's time to modernize our tax code, make American businesses more competitive, and help bring jobs back from overseas. So thank Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. She's fighting for the middle-class tax cuts working Americans need. Paid for by American Action Network.
tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Uber drivers turned first responders. The life-risking trend of riders calling Uber instead of 911 to save money. Plus, we're giving away $100 in turkey bucks. ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Watch tomorrow morning at 6.
This is Alex Trebek inviting you to watch Jeopardy's $250,000 Tournament of Champions, showcasing our very smartest past winners. So the following categories will not appear: British ships sunk by icebergs, famous cartoon rabbits, sports played with frozen pucks, and finally, famous leaning towers of Italy. It's the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions. The brightest contestants and toughest categories. Next Jeopardy!
Tonight at 7:30 on ABC7. Imagine buying a car and 2 days later hearing water rush through your car when you brake.
This had to be somewhere underwater.
Seven on Your Side investigates flooded cars being sold and how you can avoid buying one. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 5.
8:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, and have a fantastic day.
You do the same, and be careful, everybody. And we still have a late rush hour for many on the Virginia Beltway, leaving 95 Springfield to the American Legion Bridge, a long haul. A couple incidents had been along the way. Currently nothing reported. Also, the outer loop to the Wilson Bridge had one on the shoulder as you approach Eisenhower Avenue. 395 from near King Street now to the 14th Street Bridge. Definitely Georgia Avenue, a place to avoid if you can. Just inside the Beltways where we have the crash. It looks like we still only have northbound right lane getting by. Southbound, you lose a lane. So coming out of the Wheaton area, very slow. Northbound Georgia Avenue out of Silver Spring, jam, top side of the Beltway, still with the rush hour there. And heading into town, DC 295 southbound near East Capitol Street. Earlier incident cleared, but very slow. Update is sponsored by ShopVac. Got a big mess that needs to be cleaned up? Well, hurry down to Lowe's. Pick up your ShopVac brand wet dry vacuum with new advanced motor technology, starting at just $79. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking day today. A few clouds around. Otherwise, lots of sunshine and about 52. Most of those clouds early. Clear tonight, 36. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 45 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Hey, federal employees. Open season's almost here. Are you ready for a different kind of health plan? One that understands what you need and what you can pay for it? We can help. At AetnaFedsLive.com, you can chat with us online. Join a webinar or schedule a one-on-one consultation. So together, we can find the right plan for you. Aetna Federal Plans. Get the health plan that gets you at AetnaFedsLive.com. Health benefits and health insurance plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and its affiliates. Plans contain exclusions and limitations.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Let's toast to my girlfriend for this incredible meal.
Gather around.
And I'd like to ask her an important question.
Are you asking me to
be... Will you tell me what kind of sausage is in this risotto?
I'm not sure what your intentions are with my daughter, but if you can't tell a Premio sausage from any other brand, we have a problem.
Premio is made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
I'm Eric Ortiz, and I work for Comcast. I've been deployed 3 times, 2 to Iraq and 1 to Afghanistan. It's good to be back home with my family and see my kids because I've missed them beyond words can comprehend. Comcast told me before I left, take care, be safe. Your job is here when you come back, so don't worry about that. They even gave me my same van back. I was like, yes, because I'm very meticulous when it comes to keeping my stuff straight and my van was in pristine condition. You know, I love my job because I'm a people person and I like helping people. I think that's what we're all here for. We're here to help in some way, shape, or form. We're here to change something.
At Comcast, we're grateful to our nation's military for their dedicated service. And we're honored to have reservists like Eric on our team. That's why we've hired more than 13,000 members of the military community since 2010. Comcast.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. Help me keep my crews busy before winter arrives, and I'll help you save big on your new roof. Right now with Valor's Veterans Day sale, through the end of November, when you buy shingles for the front side of your roof. I'll give you the shingles on the back side completely free. All you pay for is the labor. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high-definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go towards our Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent Raise a Roof recipient, retired Major Randall Short of the United States Army. And hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
Vince, tomorrow President Trump comes back from his trip to Asia, and he tweeted something out. I know that you've got a push from him, so tell us what he tweeted.
He said, I'll be making a major statement from the White House upon my return to D.C., time and date to be set. Let's hope it's sooner rather than later so we can bring it to you quickly.
Chris Plant happens to arrive into the studio early, quickly.
Yeah, I did ruin it by talking more.
More or less on time. Yeah, waiting for the... I think it's going to be trade deals and all kinds of good stuff out of the Asia trip and so on. Have you... I was tracking this morning a Hillary voter who has changed his gender and his race. You see this?
I saw you follow him around, yeah.
Democrat.
Transracial.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM.